This is Ozarks at Large. This week, KUAF's music director, P.J. Hrabowski, sat down with Bob Mueller, a member of the University of Arkansas music faculty, a composer, a pianist, and the conductor of the University of Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. P.J. asked Bob about this year's edition of the University Symphony.
We're a little bit bigger than we were last year.
All right.
We've added some cellos and violins.
Okay, so how big?
We're around 75, 80, something
wow,
like that.
Wow, that's great. Okay, now, I was thinking about sports. You know, sometimes in sports, people say, you know, they have a young team this year. Or they have a more mature team this year. How does that fare with the symphony this year?
Well, it's just like a sports team. We lose good people every year through graduation, but we also gain good people. And that's exactly what it is.
Okay, is it freshman through senior, or is it just...
Freshman through senior and a few graduate students as well.
Okay.
We gained some great graduate students, some great new freshmen, but we also graduated some great players, too.
And hopefully they're going to go off and become teachers or become famous or...
Hopefully,
do
yes.
something wonderful.
Yes.
The University of Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will perform Monday night at Walton Arts Center. And during their conversation, recorded in the Richard B. Atkinson Studio at KUAF, P.J. Hrabowski and Bob Mueller previewed Monday night's concert, which will feature Beethoven's Sixth Symphony and Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto.
Yes, it was... Composed in 1874, finished around December of that year, and when he showed it to his friend and mentor, Nikolai Rubinstein, of course, Rubinstein hated it from the beginning.
Which he didn't expect.
No, he didn't. And it was devastating to Tchaikovsky because he had put a lot of himself into the piece, and he ended up sending the piece to Hans von Bülow, who premiered it in Boston.
But didn't he originally dedicate it to Rubinstein?
Yes, but he had to tear up that dedication. Yeah. And eventually Rubinstein came around.
Yeah, and eventually Rubinstein even had it performed, correct?
Yes, and played it himself. His original comment to Tchaikovsky was something like, it's unplayable and throw it away. It's not worth working on. But there, it's true that some of the passages originally were rather unplayable, and Tchaikovsky did fix them a bit.
But Tchaikovsky had a very fragile ego.
Oh, extremely fragile. So you can just imagine the scene with Rubinstein saying it's no good, and then Tchaikovsky saying, well, I'm not going to change a note, and I'll just give it to someone else. And eventually Tchaikovsky maybe saw that some of the passages could be improved a bit, and he did. And eventually Rubinstein realized that, hey, everybody else is playing this piece and audiences love it, so maybe I should play it too.
Maybe I was wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and today audiences love it. So who's going to be performing in this this piano concerto?
Our very own Yura Margulis from the music department, an internationally regarded pianist of high esteem. And he's got a very powerful technique. If you've ever heard him play, you can sit in the back of the hall hear every note. He's a great, great performer, and we're so fortunate to have him play with us.
Do you know he actually christened our performance studio?
I heard that, yes.
He did. It was wonderful. So he's going to be performing the piano concerto, the Tchaikovsky piano concerto, which will be the first half
of the
concert. Okay, what about the second half?
Second half is the Beethoven Symphony No. 6.
Oh, I love that one.
We need some calming of the waters after the passionate Tchaikovsky.
From the passionate to the pastoral.
To the pastoral, yes.
Now this also, there was some controversy because, you know, this wasn't like the other things that Beethoven had written. And, oh my goodness, this had nature things in it. You just don't do music about nature and spring and storms and things like that. I guess people were just kind of thrown, but it was Beethoven, so it had to be okay.
Yes. Well, there were some precursors to that. If you remember, Haydn had done some things in some of his symphonies that were semi-representational of something outside of music. And so Beethoven had actually, I think when he was 12 or 13, had a piano piece published, and in the same catalog was another piece by a composer named Knecht, who had written a symphony for 15 instruments in 5 movements based on a scene in the country with a storm and a celebration after the storm. Somewhat similar to what Beethoven did, but of course Knecht's music is completely forgotten, as well as he himself, and Beethoven's music is immortal.
And I think another thing people might think about is, you know, by the time he wrote his Sixth Symphony, he was already deaf.
Yes.
You know, and he you know, a lot of people thought of him as kind of a grumpy guy. And he loved nature. He loved hiking. He loved walking every day, walking in the woods. And I think, to me, when I think of this symphony, that's what I think of when I think of Beethoven out walking in the woods and the music in his head. And it's just, and when you think of the introduction, it's been used in so many things, in movies, even cartoons.
Yes, cartoons, Fantasia. And it was in the movie Soylent Green.
I even saw it on The Simpsons. I even heard it on The Simpsons.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's just a very famous opening.
It's a perfect representation of being outdoors.
And I think it's one of those symphonies that's great to play in any season.
Yes, yes, because you can have great weather in any season, and you can have a storm in any season. Because one of the movements is, of course, a storm.
Yes.
But it's very short.
Yes. Well, a short storm is a good storm.
Yes.
But it's going to be, wow, what a way to open the season. You know, Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, Beethoven's Sixth. That's going to be a wonderful performance. Now, is everybody ready?
Oh, we're ready. We're ready and waiting to go.
Okay. Any more rehearsals between now and the 11th?
Oh, thankfully so, yes.
Okay. Well, again, the performance is, well, first of all, University Symphony, the University of Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bob Mueller, coming up Monday, October 11th, 7:30 p.m., Walton Arts Center. For tickets, you can call 443-5600, or you can go online to waltonartscenter.org. Bob, I want to thank you so much for coming by. When's the next concert?
I think our second concert is around the 7th of December.
Will you come back?
I certainly will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm P.J. Hrabowski.
P.J. Hrabowski talked with Bob Mueller, the conductor of the University of Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, earlier this week in the Richard B. Atkinson Studio at KUAF. This is Ozarks at Large.